Jordan, let's talk about getting back to basics with living multi. Before the advent of widespread modern agriculture, the human diet consisted of mostly fruits, vegetables, wild grains, seeds, fish, meat from wild animals. No matter how far we have progressed socially and technologically, our bodies really crave the foods of our ancestors. Our genetic constitutions and nutritional requirements were established really during our past. Those people were really optimally adapted to the types of foods that they could gather throughout the day. And there's no evidence to suggest that modern humans are any different. We are literally designed to eat the same foods in the same proportions as thousands of years ago. Our physiology and biochemistry cry out for a primitive diet with its plentiful amounts of healthy meat, fish, fruit, vegetables, and nuts. We have departed so far from the wisdom of our forefathers that fully 55% of the American diet is really what I call new food, not eaten by our ancestors. So, Jordan, how do you do it? How do you move from the modern diet, the really bad thing, the half-fake food or new food, to the ancestral diet?
Bill, what we do with Living Multi is we formulate a product that provides the levels of nutrients found in our ancestors' diets in what we call a body-ready form. Mm-hmm. The nutrients that our ancestors consumed came from plant material or animal material that ate the plant material.
Right.
Now, this material, whether animal or plant, was all extremely healthy because it started with very healthy soil. And what happens when you have healthy soil, you have healthy plants, healthy animals, and healthy people. Today, we've interrupted that cycle by really interrupting the soil cycle. We'll talk about that a little later. But what we try to do with Living Multi is restore the nutrients found in healthy soil, healthy plants, which makes healthy bodies. We call the nutrient forms homeostatic nutrient complexes. We call it homeostatic because it means balanced for the body, or body balanced, body ready. These nutrients are created and formed into an intricate balance of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, organic acids, coenzymes, antioxidant compounds, and many others. We accomplish this through what we call the potenzyme process, whereby taking these nutrients in their best forms and putting them into a fermentation process that lasts 21 to 42 days at a predetermined temperature, around body temperature, and then the whole material is dried at less than 90 degrees very quickly to retain all of the nutrients that are available, we believe, in plant life. Mm-hmm. Also, these are the same nutrients and their same levels, balanced for the body, that our ancestors consumed to live their incredibly healthy lives. Now, I want to talk about this process of turning ordinary vitamins and minerals into living whole food structures. This is called in science organic transmutation. What happens in nature, there are minerals and vitamins in the soil, Bill, but they're in their elemental forms.
Right.
The minerals are metallic. They come from rocks, shells, different things. Inorganic, unattainable for the plants. Now, what happens is soil microorganisms secrete various organic acids and enzymes to break down these nutrients.
And if they're not in the soil, they don't get in the plants,
sure.
Right?
They take these metallic or elemental nutrients, they ionize or complex them so they can be available to plants. Now, what's interesting is the plants cannot utilize the nutrients unless they're complexed or ionized. We eat the plants, and then they're even further complexed and ionized. Now, here's the problem. We're going and skipping two steps, and we're trying to take the metallic and the elemental nutrients and consume them ourselves when even the plants couldn't utilize them. How does that work? And that's why when you take huge amounts of nutrients, you need that much to get just a small amount into your cell. What we're going to prove is it's not about how much you consume, it's the form it's in. Now, when this organic transmutation happens all throughout nature, and without it, the cycle is even further disrupted, which is part of the problem with what we're doing with our agricultural practices. We take all the nutrients out of the soil and the microorganisms, and we add a few things back, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus.
Right.
Then we do the same thing to our foods. We bleach the flour, we take the nutrients out, then we add calcium, iron, and fortify it with a few B vitamins. It's not working. Now, back to this organic transmutation. In 1927, there's a Hungarian scientist by the name of Albert Szent Györgyi who discovered vitamin C. He used paprika and orange to isolate a white crystalline powder, which we now call ascorbic acid. The further he concentrated the powder, the better the results he got with scurvy patients. However, when the powder became too pure, the responses declined.
Now, what's up with that?
Well, he observed that the isolated vitamin C in the form of ascorbic acid was probably not optimal because it did not contain the cofactors. Now, Svent Georgi received the Nobel Prize for his work, but it wasn't until 1955 that he discovered a whole set of phytochemicals that some people call vitamin P or bioflavonoids, which are intricately responsible for helping the vitamin C become utilized. They are essential to the absorption and utilization of vitamin C, which is why an orange may contain 20 to 60 milligrams of C, but without the bioflavonoids, the rutin, the hesperidin, without the small amount of calcium and iron, it would not be absorbed. So when you consume pure ascorbic acid, what you're consuming is something that may look like one component of vitamin C, but we may have left out the most important parts.
Right.
It doesn't work just on its own. Now, what we've taken here is, you look at what has been done. We talked about the various forms of nutrients, and we feel like we've taken it to the next level. Now, in addition to having the best forms, the most nutrients, the most comprehensive blend, and the best set of cofactors that remain alive in the body and keep the product going and going and going, we have eliminated the problem that is involved in other whole food or so-called whole food vitamin and mineral complexes, that we do not have yeast in our product. Now, our culture, our probiotic culture, contains a variety of microorganisms, aerobic and anaerobic, as well as photosynthetic, which we'll have to talk about another time. But what we do with this mix, it is designed during this 21 to 42-day fermentation to cycle and work together to optimally complex and ionize all of the nutrients and make them body ready.
Now, wait a minute, Jordan. I heard earlier that there were other companies that deal with this on like a 24-hour or several-hour fermentation, and you just gave me a month?
Well, certain companies do fermentation for a period of up to from a few hours to up to a few days.
Okay.
But we believe that the first 4 days of fermentation, the microorganisms are being fed and just getting going. But we believe it's days 5 through 21 to 42 that all of these wonderful organic acids are created, and that is what is complexing, ionizing, and making these nutrients body ready. But the great part about our product is, while the organism culture is mixed in the beginning, the end result is a yeast-free product that yields not only no yeast, but instead of the 50 to 75% yeast makeup of the product, we have literally 100% pure nutrients, and we've got the amount of whole foods in the product that could be from 10 to 1,000 times greater than any other multiple vitamin product. That's 10 to 1,000 times. And on top of that, we have zero fillers, zero excipients, and zero binders. It is a pure punch, what we call Ultrazorb tablet. So when you're talking about containing 23 different fruits, 20 vegetable juices, 9 ocean plants, 11 tonic mushrooms, 6 botanicals, and more than 100 naturally occurring fulvic and ocean-based trace elements, what you've got is an unprecedented health tool that can change the way we live.
Jordan, that's awesome. So just a quick review to keep it straight in my head. This body-ready concept is really the form of the vitamin. It's enhanced by this homeostatic nutrient complex. And that, of course, is again made better through the potenzyme process, which is vastly different than anything out there, certainly from a timing and a temperature, which I think is very interesting that the temperature is actually body temperature. And then on top of that, you've enhanced it with the fact that it is what you call this pure punch, but really no mag stearate or any kind of fillers added to it. And really, what I'm hearing from you is that yeast can, if it is inactivated, become kind of a filler. So, I mean, you've got four things that are vastly different than anything else that's out there.
And, Bill, not only that, when the potenzyme process creates these homeostatic nutrients, not only do we have better absorption, utilization, and a wonderful activation of nutrients, what we have are multitudes of novel biochemicals that the body just adores. For example, in this fermentation process, the potenzyme process, we create beta-glucans, antimicrobial peptides, things known as bacteriocins, which are antimicrobial substances, biosurfactants, which are great for dissolving viral coats, biotin, coenzymes, conjugated linolenic acid, glutathione, chromium compounds, hydrogen peroxide, lactic acid, fulvic acid, and lysozyme. Now, I can't go into all of these in detail, but they are fantastic chemicals, and if you don't consume fermented foods and you don't get these homeostatic nutrients, you are missing this whole class of nutrients. And I'll tell you one thing, Bill, fermentation is so awesome that you can take cabbage and turn it into sauerkraut, and there's at least 4 anti-cancer compounds in the sauerkraut that weren't there before, all from the interaction of the microorganisms. And sauerkraut is produced traditionally in a time of from 3 to 7 days. So when you take that even further, which only our Potenzyme culture can do, you are getting a creation of, I believe, novel chemicals that man has yet to discover. But guess what? We've got them.
Jordan, that's awesome. In fact, that's beyond awesome. That's a scientific revelation.